your grade for your commercial. I will pass them out, and then I'll go to each of you individually to explain, fatigue, answer any questions. One thing, overall, everyone did a really nice job. One thing I'm noticing, attention to detail, like timing. You know, if you're doing such a great job and then your timing is off, you're losing 15 points for that. So that's a really big hit. The other thing was saving. A few of you had more than one session in the folder, which is going to give you a zero. You have to delete the session you don't want me to grade and then hand it back in for our late grades. Okay, so today you're starting production on the station promo. Anyone who arrived late, if you were absent yesterday, come see me in the radio office to get your paperwork on the station promo and to take your midterm. Give me about 20 minutes or so to open up all the studios and reset the ASI, and then I'll be in the radio office. So remember, for your station promo, you need to have how many pieces of music?
Two.
Minimum.
Edited together. Yeah, minimum two. You can have more than two, but they have to be edited together. There can't be any gaps in the music bed. You are allowed to use sound effects, but you're going to layer that on top of the music. You're not going to have a gap. It's not going to stop down so your sound effects can stand alone. Yes?
Did you say that music has to play continuous?
Yes.
Through the whole thing?
Yes.
Like the
Okay. At no point will the music stop. You are allowed to, you're going to talk over all instrumental, right? So at no point will instrumental stand alone. But you can have lyrics stand alone, like the chorus of the song. So if you have the chorus standing alone in the middle, there's no two-second rule. It just stands alone for however long it lasts, and it peaks at -3. But if you have lyrics standing alone at the beginning or the end, it can only stand alone for 2 seconds, and it has to peak at -3. So the two-second rule doesn't apply for the middle of the production. But you have to be what percentage of it? You talk it. 50%. You have to have a second voice, and that needs to be another person from your class that you bring into your studio, and they have to say at least how many words?
Oh, 3 seconds of words.
3 words.
Oh, just 3 words?
Yeah, 3 words minimum.
3 seconds.
They can say more, but you have to be 50%. And remember that if they say W, if they fluff, stumble, or hesitate, if they pop their P's, if they have low levels or hot levels, you will lose points on that because you're in control of all of that. So if this person can't do the job, just say thank you and then go get somebody else to come in and read it. You know, if they're having trouble pronouncing what you want them to say, your grade depends on that. So all the things that you can control. If they're not smiling enough, they're, you know, if you feel like they're pitching up or forcing their voice down, I'm not going to grade you on that stuff about them, like their performance. But everything that you can control, I'm going to grade you on. Yes.
Can we say we for this one?
So yeah, because like it's we the station.
Okay.
Yep. And all and the examples that you heard yesterday, there was a lot of we. It's we the station, so you can say we. Yes?
Oh, no, with my commercial, when I end it, I don't want to end it with a fade. I want to end it kind of like abruptly.
It can't be abrupt. It has to be a true cold.
A true cold is where it's just like, it just ends? Or
when the song really ends that way.
Okay, yeah. Because I kind of want to be like the lyric, like the chorus of the song, and then the last word, and then the commercial stops.
The last word of the song. It can't just, no.
I'll kind of show you what I mean.
You can't just cut it off. If you want it to be like, say you're cutting off the chorus and you want it to end sharp, you can do a quick fade.
Okay.
But you can't just leave it split. You do got to do a quick fade. That's probably what you're going to need to do. Because you can leave it flat with no fade only if it's the end of the song. But a bump, 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 then you can leave it. But if you want to cut it off anywhere in the middle, you're going to have to do a quick fade. Okay? Yes?
Are we allowed to, I know the music has to be edited together, are we allowed to like take gaps or chunks out of the music?
Yes.
Okay.
You can edit the music any way you want. You just cannot have a gap between the two songs. Or you cannot use a sound effect to transition between two songs. You have to, and so yeah, so if you're making, say you have instrumental that only lasts for a little bit, and you want to loop that and repeat that, you can highlight it, right click, and select loop duplicate, and type in how, you know, 1, 2, 3, how many times you want to loop it, and then you can edit it together. So you can edit it as much as you want.
Well, I mean, can we have like a spot of just silence?
No.
Oh, we can't?
No.
Okay, not even for a fact or anything.
You can, but you'll lose 2 points.
Okay.
Remember, she said she
creative purpose takes two quarters.
Yes.
No, you were saying that we can't use sound effects to transition songs. Well, if you want to be like changing a song, like kind of like a record being scratched, or like
we don't have that sound effect. But if you found something like that, we don't have that in the book, which is weird. Maybe changing stations you do, but I don't want you. The whole point is that you have to edit the two songs together. So you can edit the two songs together and have your sound effects on the track above it, and then you can adjust your level. But the stuff underneath it can never go away. It can just kind of, you can adjust the level for the sound effects of the star. Because you're not editing music together if you have it stop, put a sound effect, and have it start again. That's not editing music together. So I need to see you edit music together. But if you wanted to put a sound effect above it and then adjust the levels, you could do that. Any other questions? Yeah.
The way I'm setting mine up is I'm going to have, real quick, my vocal, then there's going to be a voiceover, then my vocal, then a voiceover, and then my vocal. Those three sections of my vocal, does that track have to be continuous, or can I record those three separate tracks?
They can be recorded in three separate tracks, okay. Yeah.
But
you don't have to record your voice continuously. You are allowed to edit your voice, like with Popper. Remember how if you read the open, middle, and close, you're allowed to isolate your open, isolate your middle, and isolate your close.
Uh-huh.
And as long as you didn't edit within the open, middle, or close, you're fine. It's the same thing here.
Okay.
So, and in fact, I recommend that you break it up. I don't recommend that you try to read it all at once. And then what happens is someone will cut it. People cut it in weird places. Like, let's say that you're saying, join us in the morning for a show that, and they'll cut it off, is going to be awesome. And they'll have that point start up again. And that just sounds weird.
Yeah, you're
good. Cutting it off in the middle of a sentence, in the middle of a thought. So it's better to, like, write the block and read it or make sure you know what each one is and then split it up.
Just do it in like natural sentence segments.
Yeah, don't cut your voice in a weird spot to bring it up again later. Any other questions? Okay, let's go.